Yo, what's up, Gen Z? It's your girl, Riley Hart, back at it again with another dose of self-care reality checks because let's face it, adulting is a dumpster fire most days. Today we're tackling something that feels as basic as breathing but somehow trips us all up. Setting healthy boundaries. Like, yeah, it sounds super important, right? But in practice, it's like trying to explain the plot of Inception to your grandma. You know what I mean? Ever felt like a human piñata, getting whacked with every demand and expectation thrown your way? That's your inner alarm bell screaming for some serious boundary-setting action. Here's the lowdown. Boundaries are basically those invisible fences you erect around your time, energy, and emotional well-being. They're not about being rude or a hermit, it's about protecting your precious self from getting drained and burned out. Think of it like this. Would you let just anyone walk into your house, eat your food, and use your Wi-Fi? Probably not, right? Same goes for your energy and mental space. Okay, so how do we actually pull this off without turning into the queen/king of passive-aggressive notes? Here's the deal. 1. Identify your triggers. What are those things that leave you feeling drained, stressed, or just plain over it? Is it constantly being asked to help with projects outside your job description? Maybe it's friends who cancel plans at the last minute, leaving you high and dry. Figure out what pushes your buttons because once you know your triggers, you can start setting boundaries around them. 2. Practice saying no like it's your superpower. I know, saying no feels like a superpower reserved for fictional characters, but trust me, it's a skill you gotta master. You don't have to explain yourself or apologize for prioritizing your own well-being. A simple thanks for thinking of me, but I can't commit right now is all you need. 3. Communicate clearly and directly. No beating around the bush, fam. When setting boundaries, be clear, direct, and assertive. Don't leave room for misinterpretation. If someone asks to borrow your notes, say something like, "I'm happy to share some key points, but I need to keep my complete notes for myself." You got this. 4. Don't be afraid to adjust. Boundaries are not set in stone, they're living documents that can evolve as you do. If a boundary isn't working anymore, don't be afraid to revise it or even scrap it altogether. The key is to constantly check in with yourself and make sure your boundaries are serving you. 5. Remember, self-care is not selfish. You deserve to take care of yourself, both physically and mentally. Setting boundaries is a form of self-love. It shows that you value your time, energy, and well-being. Don't feel guilty about saying no, it's actually an act of courage and self-respect. Ever had that friend who always calls when they're bored? Or the colleague who dumps the work on you because you're so organized? Yeah, those are boundary violations in action. You know the feeling, right? That creeping resentment building up inside you like a slow-motion explosion waiting to happen. Setting boundaries is basically your insurance policy against that emotional meltdown. It's about protecting your sanity, babe. So how do we put this into practice? Let's say you have a friend who constantly calls you late at night when they're drunk and need someone to listen to their relationship drama. You love them, but it's draining your energy and messing with your sleep. Here's what you can do. Hey friend's name, I care about you, but late night phone calls aren't working for me because I need my sleep. Can we catch up during the day instead? Boom. You just asserted a boundary without being a jerk. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating healthy relationships where everyone feels respected and supported. And that, my friends, is a win-win situation. So go forth, Gen Z, and conquer those boundaries like the badass you are. Remember, saying no is not a four-letter word, it's your ticket to peace and happiness. And don't forget to tag me in your boundary-setting wins on TikTok, let's normalize this self-care revolution together. Now go out there and slay those boundaries, one no at a time. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. Let's get this self-care message spreading like wildfire. You got this.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.